You have now tuned in to a special episode of the Casting Couch podcast. From now until further notice, we will be going by the name of Rona Radio, featuring myself, Josh, and my creative director,
Mike.
All right, so far it's been a week into the quarantine. I don't feel like I have to explain what is going on because everyone is going to it. So kind of, yeah. But should we just say it anyway? Or
Yeah, I mean, let's say someone listens to this in the future.
Okay. You know? Oh, yeah.
Some xenon.
You know? zoom. But all right, for those who are listening in the future, there is a ongoing virus that is going around. Nobody knows much about it. So far, there's no way to treat it, as far as America knows.
there's no cure.
Yeah, it's and yeah. So everyone's taking precaution right now and just staying home, practicing safe hygiene, which is dumb because you should already be doing that. But yeah, just normal common courtesy things. But a lot of countries, not everybody, is under lockdown right now. So people are staying home instead of going out. Restaurants are taking away their seats so people aren't, you know, socializing. Social distancing is the phrase that's being used right now. People got to stay 6 feet away from each other. Like I said, no seating at restaurants. Public places, a majority is closed, like Disneyland, movie theaters, a lot of small stores. I know Nordstrom's closed.
Yeah, I think recently they said that, I mean, all the malls are closed now, right? Unless it's like essential.
Oh, yeah. Essential businesses. As of yesterday, which was the 19th of March, or is that?
Yeah, it was 19th this year.
Yeah, according to the governor. Yeah, yep. That of California, that everything has to be closed unless it's an essential business. I'm a little frustrated because I work in the healthcare industry, and my boss is dumb and thinks it's essential services. She doesn't understand that we work for a nursing agency, but yeah, she thinks it's only essential like trips or like services that we offer to the patient, which is not the case.
But, yeah. Oh, well, double back. Like how has week one of work from home been?
Oh, yeah. So a lot of people have been working from home. Since places have closed down, so socially, like the social aspect is not there, but of course businesses still have to go on. For myself, a majority of my job's already on computer, on the cell phones, or whatever, the office phone. It was a weird transition, just going from like all the software and stuff going to my old laptop. But I was able to do it. It's a lot of self-discipline, of course, because you're just doing your own thing. And you don't have, like, coworkers to bug you or, like, not saying that if any of you guys are listening, you guys bug me. But you know what I'm talking about. Like, not as much outside elements instead of just, like, focusing on your work. But that comes with being at home and then, like, just getting bored or, you know, you have your phone, you have your TV near you.
Yeah, losing focus.
Yeah, a lot of different distractions. But week one, well, day one was okay. It was just a lot of just getting used to. It was very weird just being home all day. But I decided to go outside. You know, I felt like I couldn't be in the house for the whole 24. So I just went outside and did my thing. And today, that day was chill, but how about you?
It took some getting old. Day one wasn't too bad because I've had like work from home days before. It's nothing too difficult. I'm in a similar situation where I can do most of my work from a computer just remotely. But, like, multiple days throughout the week, like, we're day five now. It started to get difficult just because I would need certain things that were only found in the office, like samples or...
And you do exactly?
I do product design. Okay. So I'll design things on my laptop, send out tech packs to the factory, then the factory will send stuff back to our like, headquarters. And obviously, if everyone's working from home...
And you can't really see how the product looks.
You can't see what the samples look like. Or, like, for certain things, I'll need to reference, like, hardware finishes. Like, let's say you want a metal to be like a certain color. Mm-hmm. There's a certain book that we have back at the office that shows like, oh, this is a metallic gold. This is metallic silver. But there's certain colors to it and different shades, right? Because it's rolled gold. There's this and that. And like, we have to take pictures of that. And that book stays at the office. So like, there was a day, I think it was Wednesday, I had to go back to the office just to snap pictures of everything so that I could work from home and not have to worry about getting these reference pictures. So that was tough. Sheesh. But other than that, it was business as usual. But along the same lines, I was having some trouble sometimes like keeping myself in check. Like I'd lose track and I'd be like finding myself looking at shoes or something. You know?
Yeah. I understand your struggle because, I'd end up being on Instagram and be like, dude, what am I doing? But at the same time, if you guys are listening, boss is probably not listening, but, you know, I already do that at work. but, you know, it's funny. One of the first few calls I made at work, someone was telling me that she thinks it's all fake, like, or she thinks it's, like, government created to do this to people and, like, to test. Yeah, like, a little conspiracy thing. And I get it, like, I could see why people would think that. There's no way of proving it true or false. I mean, of course, majority of people are going to believe it's not a government thing. Like, people are actually sick.
Yeah, but, I mean, people are, like, sick and dying and stuff. It's hard to back that up or, like, to deny that unless you're Vanessa Hudgens.
Or, like, what if, like, people could just make it up? Like, not everyone knows. Like, okay, I want to know the names of all 7,000 people in New York. Yeah. Like, well, which is another thing, kind of jumping forward, but... Yeah, New York hasn't been taking too much precaution. I know I saw there's a picture of, like, Times Square empty. Mm-hmm. But I have a friend that's, like, constantly following the CDC and stuff. And I think they started at, like, in the beginning of the week at, like, 1,200 cases. And now it's at 70-something or 7,000-something cases. Yeah. It's like, yikes. Like, really don't matter to these people.
In New York? Really. Or are you talking about
in New York. Oh, yeah. In New York. Yeah, that's just New York.
It's weird. It's crazy because all these different states have different like governors and they'll follow different protocols. Mm-hmm. So it's like we have relatives in like New Jersey and they might be going through something completely different. Where LA, they just called for that lockdown. Not a complete lockdown, but they called for stricter rules, right? Mm-hmm.
But it's wild. Like it comes with a lot of problems. I think some countries are making a temporary like pause on taxes and bills and all that stuff, which makes sense, you know, because if everything's closed, then how are they going to pay? And then, you know, just it goes into a domino effect. But, yeah, I don't think so far the U.S. is doing anything like that, no?
Not that I know. But that's, like, that's my main concern. Like, everybody's worried about food and stuff. Like, I think food, for the most part, will be okay. I'm thinking about economy. Long
paper roll.
Oh, yeah, well, that. But, like, economy, like, long-term-wise is my main concern.
Yeah, like, we don't know how long this is going to go on for. Mm-hmm. No one knows anything about this again.
Yeah.
A lot of things are arising. Again, if you're listening from the future, people are going crazy right now for toilet paper and...
Water.
Water, like water. Bottled water.
Which makes no sense to me because, like, toilet paper, like, it's an essential, but I don't think you need, like,
that
12 dozen like, rolls of toilet paper.
It's not gonna go anywhere. It's not like a non-renewable.
Yeah, it just creates chaos and it just like makes things worse for everybody.
Like I think just seeing that in the media and then everyone's just panic buying, which I get it's okay to like stock up, but to like do it in a weird like urgent manner or like excessive.
Like fighting people. There's like videos of people like getting stabbed over like cases of water and stuff.
Okay, I didn't know it got to that extent. Yeah, but someone, dude, like people. I saw
a video of like, someone at a Sam's Club get stabbed with like a wine bottle opener. Oh
my gosh. Yeah, it's nuts, man. Dude, it's like, okay, we all are trying to survive here. Let me just end your survival tactic or like your supply run real quick. People are ridiculous.
Yeah, people lose their morals and stuff. Wow. It's crazy like that.
Yeah, I mean, they're panicking. Mm-hmm. I could see, like, their sense of, like, not, like urgency or, like, just they're very frantic at the time. Yeah. But it's like you're buying, like, really? Like, I went all this way to get a water bottle. You know what I'm going to do?
You could also, I guess it's a short term, but can't you just buy a Brita filter?
Yeah, just get a fucking Brita.
And then just, like, filter your water, man.
Yeah, like how hard is that? Less things to carry.
Yeah.
You ain't gotta worry about where to dispose.
you just need to get a new filter every so often. But you can fill up as many water bottles as you know, get your hydro flask on.
Yeah. Again, people, ridiculous. But okay, day two. How was day two for you?
Day two.
More of the same?
It was more of the same. I was still adjusting to the work stuff. I think that day I went for a run just because, even though we've been on lockdown or quarantine for only a week, everyone taking precautions has been gone for maybe 2 weeks already. So I wasn't going to the gym for a while just because I've seen people at the gym have terrible hygiene practices, blowing their nose into the tissue and then not even washing their hand, going straight into the free weights or the cables. Gosh. And it just made me feel gross. So I was like, all right, I'll fall back from the gym for a little bit. So on the second day, I decided to go for a run just to get some exercise in because I wasn't going to go to the gym.
How did it feel working out at home?
It was a little difficult just because it's not the same. There's a certain feel when you go to the gym, right? You have all these tools to your disposal.
Yeah.
You know, and at home you have a limited number of weights and limited number of things you could really do because it's not like we have a home gym over here or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So as annoying as being around a bunch of people is at the gym, I think the atmosphere of being at the gym and knowing that there's all these things you could do gives you way more motivation. Because at home I was trying to figure out what can I do? And that was hard. But I'm trying to do more research on home workouts just so that if this thing lasts for longer than 2 months, I'll have some stuff figured out of what I could do.
Damn, longer than 2 months. 2 months is already long. That's a projected time. 8 weeks, I don't even know what I was doing 8 weeks ago.
Dude, your birthday is in 2 months.
So my birthday's in 8 weeks. Damn, what the hell? It's right now it's late March. But
yeah, so think about it. By the time we get out, maybe best possible scenario is we're out of here.
And it's such an awkward thing. So again, all these businesses are closed, and people are home. The purpose of people being home is to stay, isolated and distant to slow down the spread of the virus. But socially and mentally, people might come out of this, it could be one of two ways. People can just get really bored and have nothing to do and their brains will just melt. Or not so much that extreme, but there's people I see on Twitter saying oh yeah, this is making me realize I don't really have any talents and or hobbies, which is something I would avidly talk about. People don't know how to do stuff. I don't know, I found myself not I know it sounds funny because I have a lot of social media outlets and all that, but I don't know, I take pride in being able to do other stuff like playing the drums or skating or, biking or whatever, knowing how to do random things. But yeah, so people might come out of this oh dude, I honed some crafts, do all this and since I'm home, or they could just be proceed to be boring and not have anything. But I mean, imagine I know it sounds a little entitled, but say if it's your birthday right now, you can't really celebrate because it's weird times going on. We had a friend whose birthday we're supposed to go out, but we don't really know how to
proceed.
Yeah, it's like, do we still go out?
That was even planned 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. And then
when time came,
we canceled that
a few days ago.
Before any of the real craziness happened out here. And then now it's almost kind of all right, yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, now it's saying that no gatherings over 10 people. There still shouldn't be any gatherings, but I mean, at least it's some lenience.
Yeah, I feel at the end of it, people hopefully will be more appreciative of just time, right?
Yeah. Yeah, family time.
Yeah, it's all right. This stuff could go crazy at any moment. You got to appreciate what you got while it's there, right? You got your freedom. You can do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, what a time we're in right now. It's just so weird. I'm sure nothing similar has been like this.
Yeah, I was talking to my girlfriend about it, and she works in a hospital, and I guess her and her coworkers were like, yo, we're going to be in, the history books. like, hey, remember the great coronavirus plague of like 2020?
Like Jason Christ.
It's gonna be in history books, like, oh yeah, this happened.
No, yes, seriously. But it's like, part of me wants to like tell myself it's not that big a deal, because like I'm not too worried about it because I don't go anywhere, but like my concern is like in my household there's a lot of kids and my parents, like those are that are more prone, I'm concerned about. But like I also go by the numbers that people are saying off of other stuff. Like, there's way more cases and way more deaths, and none of this has been to any of, like, the extent it is now. But, it's all numbers at this point. But,
what else happened this week? I try not to worry about it too much, too. Because it's like, if you worry too much, it's just going to get you overly paranoid. True.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have to be kind of, like, aware of what's going on just to make sure, like, nothing stupid is happening. Like, you don't want to be reckless with it. Yeah. Oh man. Speaking of, that might be off mic conversation. I got a reckless story for you.
What? You gotta say it now.
I won't use names or references. But somebody. I was talking to somebody about it, and it was on a minute scale. I was like, yo, that's like kind of grimy. Like, they use like some dirty dishes or something like that. Like, they should wash those dishes before they use it.
Okay.
You know, and they're like, oh no, it's fine. If I get sick, then I get sick. And I was like, whoa. Like,
wait, what?
Yeah, they're like, if it's my time, it's my time. I'm like, ah.
Do I know this person?
Yeah, you do know this person. I'll tell you.
Oh, off air?
Like, yeah. But yeah, this person's like, it's my time. I was like, all right, well, that doesn't mean you can be reckless about it. You could still like make sure to... You take the steps to not...
Is it who I think it is?
I don't know who you think it is.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, I was like, this is wild flagrant. You should not be saying some stuff like that.
It's someone who says that a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. What the fuck? That's not good.
Yeah.
But sheesh. Speaking of, like, ignorance... again, future people... there was a press conference, or is that what you call it? Or like President Trump was speaking and said, referred to the coronavirus, which originated in China. He referred to it as the Chinese virus.
And almost ever since then, he almost exclusively only calls it the Chinese virus. Like, he'll never say coronavirus.
And not only that, later on, after someone had called him out and asked why he calls it the Chinese virus, mm-hmm. and then that he's being racist, and he would respond with, no, it's not racist, it's where it's from, in China. that shit was kind of funny how he said it. And you know, I was reading all the comments, and people are like, it's like a lot less divided than I thought it was gonna be. People were saying like, he's not being racist, he's just saying where it came from, blah, 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 blah. No, I usually don't agree with Trump, but this time, like, I thought people are being a little too sensitive. And I was trying to put myself in their shoes to really try to understand, because I don't ever want to be, like, one-sided on things. Like, I want to know why people think both sides. So I get it. He's just saying, like, that is where it came from. He's not putting down... He's not saying, like, Chinese people created this evil thing. Like, it does have a negative stigma to it, because he's saying, like... It kind of sounds like it, you know, indirectly. I'm sure he doesn't mean it.
Yeah.
Even if he does, I don't know. I'm really trying to be neutral. It's just like, say what if he wasn't? Like, we don't really know what he means. If he does, he's racist. If he's not, if he doesn't, then he's not. But it's all speculation. You can't really tell. But I don't really agree with it. But I do understand why people are thinking like, oh, yeah, liberals are too soft. And maybe the way the girl asked too wasn't the most like articulate way. She's like, why do you do that? Like, it's not almost like that's how I felt like he probably perceived it as. It's like, why do you call it Chinese virus? Blah, blah, blah. Even though he is our president, he's supposed to be a leader that shows, you know, compassion and like being proper. But I mean, you know, we can't really have an ideal.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think I'm already too far off of like already not liking the dude to like really be unbiased on it, But I mean, I get what people are saying. They're like, oh, he's just saying where it came from. But at the same time, coronavirus, I believe it's...
I don't want to say... That's where it got loose.
That's where the pandemic kind of started. But I don't think that's where it originated. I don't think...
But you don't say like, it, like, oh, Chinese people, like, I don't know, this...
See, yeah, the problem is that it puts a target on, like, Asian people's back. Yeah,
and at right? a Cause, race.
Yeah, because like, in race, like, it, you'll say, like, oh, yeah, Chinese, whatever, but... Us, we're freaking Filipino, and I'm sure some people, I know people who think we're freaking Chinese, right?
Yeah, no, like so, it's pretty wild, like the energy it's putting out. Like
people were calling it like some, they're calling out other references where it's like, oh, West Nile virus started West Nile, whatever. Like there's other situations like that, but it was because I think that was the actual proper term for the thing, right? But this one is coronavirus or COVID-19 or whatever. But he refuses to call it that. He'll only say the Chinese virus.
It's like, yeah. Yeah. It's very improper.
Yeah, and it's like it happened in China, but then the second largest like infected area was Italy, and then a lot of people from Italy were traveling,
mm-hmm.
and they spread it out everywhere else too, because it's like you can't just put it on China when it was kind of all over the place, you know?
Yeah, but now it sounds like you're just trying to change the blame.
I mean, no, it's like... Yeah, it did start in China, but that doesn't mean you have to call it the China virus.
Yeah, know? Like all the other like potential like pandemic stuff you never heard, like wherever the fuck did the swine mm-hmm. flu come from? I don't know. Mm-hmm. People don't call it whatever disease,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like, yeah, I do agree that it's mad ignorant, but man, I don't know how like. People can really even be like feeling this way at this point. You know, like there's a disease going around that
we're dying. Yeah, let's not be racist. Like, let's make sure everybody makes it through like, this first, you know?
And your thought is like, oh, Chinese people, fuck. Like, oh my Stay God. Away. Like, just worry about yourself. Do you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not like the people who got infected first are like terrible people. I mean, not that I know.
But,
it's not like they deserve to die. Like, all right, man. Like, we're all humans out here. We're all just trying to survive, you know.
Jason, but what else happened for me? Okay, back to like throughout the week. So work for me has been going on a fucking hayride. I don't even understand. Like, well, I mean, I could kind of like sympathize because okay, no one's never been in this type of situation before, but mine's just going on and off of like. Okay, we're gonna stay open. Okay, we're not. Okay, we're gonna do this. Okay, some people can stay home. Okay, now everyone has to stay home. Okay, a few people come to the office.
Maybe they just don't know like, what to do.
Yeah, and it's kind of concerning because I work, again, in the healthcare. Like,
see, like for me, I feel like, as someone who doesn't work in healthcare, I feel like you should be more secure because as a healthcare provider, you should be, like... In the middle of this chaos, like, you guys should be safe because it's, like, you guys are a necessary need, right?
Safe in terms of health? So safe in terms of job?
Security, right?
Yeah, we're supposed to be, but mine's a special case because they just don't understand. But, yeah, my boss is, like, thinking of, like... Now, I don't know what her initial thought was. I can only speculate, but... And right now, where it's at, as of Friday... half of the staff is working. All our hours are cut in half. And now we all have shifts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same amount of work divided into two. And I don't know.
It's the same amount of work that has to be done in half of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, you know, it doesn't make sense. Like, everything was fine. But their thing is, you know, just money-wise. Because a lot of people are canceling our services because they... Like, what we do is have nurses and nurses go to houses, home health. And, of course, a nurse will go to one patient and then go to another place and then go to another place. And so it's reasonable for mm-hmm. people to cancel.
There's reason for concern.
Yeah. And the same goes for our staff, too. Some of the staff is afraid to go out because, again, it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, for our company, for the boss, it's all about money. Yeah. And they're already like fucking butt fuck rich, which is like whatever, but Yeah, it's a little concerning for me, and it's pretty disappointing, actually, that, you know, at a time like this, it's still about money. Like, okay, yeah, take the fucking loss, dude. Like, people are dying. Like, get just understand that this is your, this is what's happening or going on. Mm-hmm. This is what's going on, and you can't just.
I don't think there's any business that's really making money. I think everyone's taking it out.
Yeah, like, people are closing, and you're concerned. I would understand if it was, like, a real small business, and I'm glad that's the thing that's going on right now. People are saying to still support small businesses in any way you can. Mm-hmm. As this thing's going on, while people can't go out and shop and all that. But, like, damn. It's a little heartbreaking to me, to be honest, like, for my work to be like that.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, I mean, I am concerned because I don't work. I work in a, not luxury, but it's like, it's not a necessity, right? In my profession, it's kind mm-hmm. of like, I design stuff that's not.
Yeah, what is accessories?
So. Yeah, we design accessories. It's not something that's a necessity to life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some concern, but I don't know. I don't know how the business runs financially or whatever. I know we've been pretty successful the last 2-3 years. Like, our company has continued to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, like, a majority of our business is actually done in China. Mm-hmm. So when... not a lot of people know this, but during Chinese New Year, all the factories and stuff, and like, nobody works in China for, like, a whole month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they shut down everything for a whole month to celebrate Chinese New Year.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we plan for that all the time, right? So that happened, and then, like, when the factories and stuff were supposed to reopen is when the coronavirus stuff really hit.
Mm.
So it was a continuous. It's like, hey, instead of being closed for a month, we're actually closed for 2 months because we're trying to figure this stuff out.
Damn, and then pushes back all the production.
Yeah, so it pushed back a bunch of our stuff. So they just, like, maybe 2 weeks ago, they started opening up. Like, things were getting better. They're opening up their factories. Uh-huh. And then when they're on the upswing and everything's getting better there, we get hit, and now we're the ones who can't mm-hmm. be in work. So it's kind of like, it's almost like a balance where, like, now that China is back and running almost, it sounds like, we're the ones who are kind of, like, shutting down a little bit to take care of the virus. So, I mean, hopefully that, like, keeps us afloat where China's business picks back up and we're kind of evening out. Whereas, like, you know, it's hard to explain through audio or whatever, but, like, you know, while we were picking up the slack when China was closed, now they can pick up the slack when we're closed, I guess, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, hopefully that can help. And it sounds like the company's budgeted enough. Like, I think everyone's concerned, especially, like the lower level hires or whatever. They're like, yo, does that mean I'm going to lose my job? Because, like,
I know. Yeah.
Stuff's just really getting crazy out here, you know? So there's definitely concern with that. But, I mean, Lord willing, I hope we... we're all right, you know. Yeah. From what I've heard, it sounds like we will be. It's just a matter of, like, the unknown of how long this stuff's gonna last, right?
Just yeah, the preventative.
Plan, yeah, you could have, like, emergency money to last you guys, mm-hmm. last a company, like, so and so long. Mm-hmm. But if this shit happens for, like, 8 weeks, maybe longer, like 12 weeks, like, that's 3 months, man. That's a quarter.
That's a quarter, yeah.
Like, jeez. There's only so much, you know. So it's definitely concerning, but. I think you can't stress yourself out too much with the unknown.
Dang. I wonder how... So, we're on Friday right now. I wonder how it's going to work for, like, church.
Oh, church is already wrapped.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, they just said no services for now?
I think in...
Some?
Was it? Who was telling me this? Someone told me that the Pope was already like, yeah, like, don't worry about it. Like...
Mm. Yeah, I heard about something about, like, canceling the Easter celebration in, like, the Vatican.
Like, even when you went to Mass a few weeks ago, last time I went to church was, like, a week before everything got really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And even the priest in Mass was like, hey, just so you guys know, to prevent this coronavirus stuff, we're changing, like...
The peace be with you.
Yeah, like, you don't have to shake each other's hands. And what else? There was something else. Where they changed it up just for that.
Communion or what?
Yeah, there you go, communion. You know how sometimes they'll...
open their mouth.
Yeah, if you open your mouth, like, they'll put it in there for you. They're like, no, none of that. Mm-hmm. And no more wine. right? Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. So that was already in place like 2 weeks ago, and then so now
it's just nothing at all.
I think our sister went to mass last Sunday. But from what I heard is that like a lot of people just aren't going to church and stuff just because it's like it's too many people, especially now. No more 10 or more, and you won't. Yeah. That's definitely 10.
Dang.
10 plus.
Dang. But it raises a concern. Like, oh my goodness. What else happened throughout the week?
NBA shut down.
Oh, yeah. NBA is donezo until further notice, as well as all the other sports. A lot of concerts are being pushed back. I had two scheduled for April, and they both got announced.
Which ones?
I was going to see Kalohe Kai and tennis.
Mm. Oh, damn, tennis.
Yeah, and then, yeah, Coachella got pushed back to October instead of May or April or something.
Mm-hmm.
Still, whatever, he got pushed. And then, I don't know about Lovers and Friends.
I heard that got pushed back too.
It has to be, because that's like early May.
Yeah, well, yeah. What else? I mean, we went to the Thundercat concert, like, a little bit before shit hit the fan. And I was like, even that, I was concerned. I was like, there's going to be a lot of people here, but it doesn't seem too bad yet.
You know what's
but,
worse? Like, before that, I just came from the LA Marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
A lot of people.
Yeah,
there's already people, like, shutting down marathons before that. Like, there was a...
Oh, yeah, another Nike one. The half marathon. It was canceled after.
Yeah, and then there's a Long Beach one that my coworkers were going to run. That got...
Dang.
Shut down.
Schools are closed too. That is wild.
Yeah. Like, and they said that's for like 2 months ish or whatever.
And
or
like what? And it's the end of the school year.
Mm-hmm.
I think they might like prolong it. But then, like, what about the following year? Like, does it start still in September? Like,
yeah. Even for that's how everyone's going with NBA too. It's like, if you're going to push NBA season until June, that means you're not going to end until like August, September. Season usually opens in October, November.
Mm.
Yeah, it's nuts. Like, and I, when I think about it, it's almost like that Thanos snap.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that.
How it takes off like half the population. I mean, Lord willing, that doesn't happen. But when in Spider-Man, when everyone comes back and everyone's like, I don't know what to do. Like, people come back from school and they don't know how to return. You know what I mean? In Far From Home. Not Far From Home.
Avengers?
No,
Spider-Man. Oh, yeah, they're
and everything's all out of whack, right?
Cause yeah, because, like, the ages and stuff, and, like...
It's like you're like, pushing school back, and then all of a sudden, it shifts everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, damn, like, this shit's really messing everything up.
Yeah, it does feel like that, honestly. Like, I don't know, it's just so wild, like... Not that, like, how has this never happened, but, like, how do you even, like, do we all just take a year break or something? Or, like, kids have to repeat school because they missed.
It's like the whole year is on pause.
Yeah. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't even know. Where do we go from here?
No, and it's like, this is, like, the beginning of, like, on some super conspiracy shit, this is, like, the beginning of all the, like, terrible, like, zombie movies. Like, oh, we're gonna find a cure. Then everybody with a cure ends up being, like, a zombie.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be crazy. Yeah. It's either you're dying or you're, like, a murderer.
Yeah.
You become a murderer. Release. Release me.
You know what's on some crazy conspiracy stuff that I kind of sort of believe is that we might already all be carriers. It's just a matter of, like, when it kicks in.
How your body reacts.
Yeah, like... I got numbers from my girlfriend who was like talking to a doctor at her hospital, and she said at the worst, I think I told you this yesterday, like at the worst, if shit doesn't get handled properly, like 70% of the population is gonna have it, and it's just a matter of like when you get it, how you can get treatment for it, and how your body handles it or whatever. Gosh. Like, that's a lot, man. 70%. So it's like at this point it's I feel like we, if anything, at the rate that it's spreading, it's like, I feel like we already have it. It's just our bodies have handled it better. And my girlfriend took it even further and was like, she feels like or there was like some tweet that she saw, and she, it kind of put it into perspective. It was like, I feel like it was already over here. Like people already had it in America before it spread or whatever. And it was like, I didn't explain it.
Different.
It's just different, different severity, I guess. That's the word. Like, I know for me, do you remember when I was like super sick in like January?
Vaguely.
Yeah, like I felt like shit. And I want to say I had some of the symptoms, like headache, fever, whatever. But then that was another confusing thing about the coronavirus, is that a lot of the symptoms link up with like a flu or like a cold or like,
Yeah. You know, actually, to bring it back to the beginning of when I talked to someone on Monday, she was saying like, wasn't it weird that a lot of people were sick in January?
Yeah.
And like, no one really like said anything. They just thought it was like part of flu season, but a lot of people were very sick.
Yeah. I got wrecked. I'd never been that sick in a long time.
Yeah, actually my whole office, except for me, was like very sick. Like I had like maybe sniffles for like a week,
mm-hmm.
but you know, some people were coughing like crazy. A lot of the desks were gone.
Yeah.
So
it like, was nuts, man. That's why it's on some wild conspiracy shit. It's like, what if you already had it and everyone who got sick already passed it on or something?
Like, that's very true. Like, how is that? Like, this stranger that I've never talked to is telling me how everyone in January was sick, which is something I also experienced. And it's not a common thing. Like, oh, January's around, everyone's sick. No, like, this stranger brought it up to me. It's like, you know what? Actually, you have a good point. But I don't know. It's all speculation. You can't really know until, like, you can't test someone from January.
Yeah, like, how does your body react in January?
Yeah.
Like, which is funny, because actually, I usually get sick around February.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, like, I remember vividly when I was, like, a kid. Was it February? See? Yeah, it was around All-Star Break. I had, like, a mean fever. And it was, like, All-Star Break 2006. I only remember because of the shoes that came out that
year. Oh, my gosh.
And then, yeah, I don't know. It was always around February. But that could also just be, like, cold, like, winter season, right? Like, it's cold, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I won't hold that to have too much weight. But yeah.
You have any predictions?
Of how it's going to end?
Nah, how it's going to end. That sounds very morbid, but...
I mean, how this thing's going to pass through.
Like, how do you... Like, we just go back?
Like, yeah, right? That's the thing. I don't know, man.
14 days is up. Let's go back, guys.
Like,
doubtful.
I feel like this lock... Or this quarantine's going to last until things get controlled. Because there's no point in being like, all right, we're getting things down a little bit. You guys can start going out. And then it's just going to get worse again.
Yeah.
So I think it's just going to...
Let them loose.
We're going to be on quarantine for a cool minute. And it's just a matter of like... I don't know.
Like, I feel like there's nothing to really like gauge on like what is like considered successful or like in terms of like this thing going away, you know?
Yeah. Because then you get news like, oh, well, like, India is working on a vaccine, or Canada, this and that. China doesn't have any new cases. And it's like, all right, cool. But until, like, that
really... Everyone has it now.
Yeah. No, but then, that's what, like, it's like... Their thing is that, like I said earlier, is that China's kind of, like, rebuilding already. They're already, like, phasing through it.
Are they?
Yeah, that's why the factories are opening again. Because the factories, like, they're on crazy lockdown, like... there were some factories that weren't even getting back to us when we emailed them because like they're still trying to figure shit out. Like it was nuts. So to hear that they're back and running and slowly getting their workers back into the workforce, they're almost on the opposite side of us. Where like, you know how you're saying you guys are working in shifts and you're like cutting your hours. Mm-hmm. That's how it was for them a few weeks ago when they started opening up. Like they only had like a quarter limited of their factories up and running. So like. Everything was slow, but, like, hey, it was, like, progress for us. So, I mean, who knows? If we follow China's footsteps, I think we'll be okay in, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But then I think the long-term effects of, like, everything being pushed back and, like, the economy and, like...
It's a whole other thing.
Yeah, like, they're talking, like, all these, like, this financial shit that I don't understand, like stimulus packages and like pumping in money into the economy. Like, oh, we just put $1.5 trillion into the economy. It's like, what does that do? I don't know the figures like that. I didn't pay enough attention in econ class.
Yeah, but like, what, like, where does that trillion come from? Who's gonna pay for that trillion? Like, tax.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that. Where does that come from?
What, so I just get taxed more. Is what you're telling me?
They're doing these things with like loans, like interest rates or whatever, like that dropped down to whatever. And that has a long-term effect because the lower... I was reading up on it. I was trying to, at least. And it was like, the lower the interest rates, the worse the economy is. The higher the interest rates, the better. Because that means there's, like, money flowing or something like that. So, I don't know, man. That's, like I said before, that's my concern. I feel like the health situation will face through. It's easy to think, like, worst-case scenario on some zombie apocalypse stuff where, like, shit gets crazy. But I mean, Lord willing, that stuff doesn't happen. But like, I don't know, it's scary. It's unknown. It's kind of up in the air. Like, I think the best thing to do is just kind of like think positively and just hope for the best, right? And prepare yourself for the worst.
Very true. All right, well, let's end it on that note.
All right.
Yeah, guys, just stay positive out there. Just take it a day at a time, and yeah, just follow the rules. The 5. I don't even know the 5, to be honest with you. But just stay clean.
Wash your hands.
Yeah, wash your hands. Be courteous. Be nice.
Don't hoard toilet paper.
Yeah. Don't use toilet paper. Just air dry. Just spin. Spin around after.
Run around your house.
Yeah. But, like, don't run backwards. Or, you know, run backwards so it goes back in. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. What?
Breaking news.
What?
Apparently, Kenny Rogers just passed away. Rest in peace, Kenny Rogers. Oh, snap, that's for sure.
Is it due to?
I did not say.
Damn.
Causes under the care of hospice. Oh, I guess he was already...
He's been sick.
Sick.
Fuck. Damn,
rest in peace, Kenny Rogers, man.
What the fuck? I'm going to edit this out. Damn. Rest in peace, Kenny Rogers. Damn. Right,
that's, y'all that's be really safe tough. Out there. We'll check in next week.
But yeah, be safe, be positive, guys. I know this is breaking news, but whatever. Be happy. It's fine.
You'll be all right.
Yeah.